Hello, Berlin and beyond. It's your girl, Sam, coming at you live from Berlin on Monday, October the 12th. Wow, can you believe we're almost halfway through October? Jeez. I hope you have bought your pumpkins. I hope you've seen some decorations. I hope you've eaten something pumpkin spiced, because is it really October if you haven't eaten something pumpkin spiced? That's what I like to call a little ritual, a little tradition. And another time I have a tradition is Sunday night. I, along with thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't really know how many people watch this show, but I, along with a whole bunch of Germans, watch Tatort. Tatort is a German crime procedural show that has been running since 1970. It is the longest running German TV drama, period. Nothing else beats it. Some little specifics that I think are interesting. It starts promptly at 8:15 every Sunday evening. Strange time, I think. There are no commercials. There are no breaks. It runs from 8:15 until 9:45. So you can't do anything but watch Tatort. You can't pee unless you miss something. You can't wash dishes. You can't, nope, no breaks. No commercial breaks. I'm not entirely sure who the target demographic is for this show. I think that it probably skews older than someone my age, but I love it. I love it because it's cheesy. I love it because it connects me to the German culture, finally. Oh, I forgot something that's interesting about the show. It doesn't take place in the same place every episode. Instead, all of the regions of this public broadcasting organization in Germany, in Austria, and in Switzerland, they all contribute locations. So one location will be in Berlin. The next week, it will be somewhere else in Germany. It could be a small city. It could be a big city. It could be a little town, or in Austria, or in Switzerland. I'm not sure if I've ever seen a Swiss episode, but I also honestly don't even know where they're happening most of the time because I'm not familiar with location names, especially if they're small places or places not in Germany. So it could really be shot anywhere and I would have no idea. But the accent changes and the speed at which a person talks changes depending on where they are. So some accents I can understand more than other accents. And yeah, sometimes it's just impossible for me to keep up with what's happening. And other times it's way easier. Yes, it happens all in German. There are no English subtitles on German public television. So I have the German subtitles turned on. And I'd like to say I understand 50% of what's happening. Maybe I'm being generous with myself. But typically, at least by the end of the episode, I understand who the killer was. And I know who died, and I know who the cops are, so that's like the important stuff. I might not always understand why the killer, did what they did. That part of the context, I cannot always pick up on, but it's a really good episode when I can understand the motive. So you might be thinking that this is something like CSI or what was the show with the dunk, Law and Order? It's sort of like that, except it's definitely not as technologically centric as CSI. And obviously it doesn't follow the same characters from episode to episode. So you'll see the same characters like in Berlin when they come back to a Berlin episode, but you know, they go through like 20 other places before then. So you're not really following along with a story in that sense. It's not techie. And it's not gruesome, because Law and Order is kind of gruesome. Ugh. Well, that was never my show. This is more like if Murder, She Wrote was mixed with Columbo, with Matlock, with a little bit of Law and Order, and a tiny bit of CSI. Like I said, it is not like a hip show. The kids are not watching this. Sam is watching this with a whole bunch of seasoned German friends. But I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. I light my candles. Sometimes I have a tea. Sometimes I have a whiskey. And I sit down and I try and understand as much as possible. In the meantime, I get to know more about the German cultures all over the country. And then a little bit of Swiss and a little bit of Austrian. And I get to hear the language, which is always beneficial. And I get to read it, although the captions, the subtitles, and the what they actually say are definitely not always the same things. But I can even hear differences now, even with my, I don't know, second grade German level. I don't know what grade I'm in. All I know is I need all the practice that I can get, and Tatort helps me. Spoiler alert, most of the episodes end with a cop being the dude, unusually, I think it's always been a dude, who has committed the murder. A dirty cop. I don't know what that says about the police force in Germany, you know? I have questions. But it's interesting. I've been thinking about Sunday rituals, and Tatort is the biggest one that I have. Sometimes I tune into my Church from Austin's virtual YouTube service. That's nice. And I try and work out every Sunday. But otherwise, it's pretty chill. Sometimes I clean. What are your Sunday rituals? How do you transition from the weekend into the work week? How do you soak up the last bits of weekend? How do you relax? Do you find it easy to unplug on a Sunday night? Or is it a little difficult and anxiety starts creeping in? I would really like to hear what your Sundays look like, and if you've built any rhythms into them to help you relax, to help you savor the time that you don't have to be at work. What's worked? What hasn't worked? Do you watch any TV shows every Sunday? Feel free to reach out on Twitter or Instagram or email me. Links in the show notes. And let me know about your Sunday rituals, because I think rituals are important. Picking up on the reinvention thread from last week, I am going to link a song in the show notes as well, by Hayley Williams, called Over It. Nope, called Over Yet. Close. Almost Over It. Over Yet. And if you are, it's just a really good song, but if you are going through some sort of reinvention and you need some encouragement, you should listen to it, because it's really good. All right. That is all for today, Monday. I hope you all have a great Monday, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Here's your one-of-a-kind outro. Bye.